Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, one bill on the way to Governor Snyder's desk would eliminate the straight ticket voting option on Michigan ballots. Another would make changes to campaign finance laws that critics say allow more money from outside political groups into elections. What do you make of these bills?
Well, these bills are designed, of course, to give Republicans an advantage, and the thought is that there's a lot of good government groups, especially on the other bill, not the straight ticket bill, are pleading for the governor to veto them, but it's unlikely that he'll do so. A lot of people are disappointed. They thought he would be more independent and moderate than he's turned out to be, and his vetoes have been few and far between, but we'll just have to see. The betting, though, is he'll probably quietly sign these things between Christmas and New Year, and again, it'll give Republicans more of an advantage. The straight ticket voting bill was originally paired with one to make absentee ballots easier. The Republicans stripped that off, the Republicans in the Senate. So we're one of the states that make it more difficult to vote than most places.
The city of Flint appears to have prevailed in a court fight over disconnecting water customers who haven't paid their bills. What's happening here?
Well, originally the circuit judge in Flint put a moratorium on these disconnections because the city hiked up water rates 35% a few years ago. The judge said that was illegal, and then they ratcheted those rates back down, and people were still not paying their bills, and you cannot blame them in some ways because, you know, the city had been delivering them poisoned water. Everybody, of course, is familiar with the fact that the water from the Flint River was tainted, it had bacteria in it, it was discolored, it smelled bad, and then it turned out to be causing lead poisoning. But the judge is now saying that, no, people have to pay their bills, and if they don't pay their bills, like anything else, the water can be shut off. So I would suspect we're going to have a lot more protest about that. We'll just have to wait and see. And of course, a lot of people in Flint are poverty-stricken. There's a lot of unemployment in Flint, and some people will just say they just can't pay them.
And finally, Michigan's population has grown slightly in the past year, but the marginal rise still could mean the loss of another congressional seat in a few years. How likely is that, and what effect could that have?
Well, to me, it seems almost inevitable we'll lose another seat in Congress. And when you think about it, we have lost 5 seats in Congress already since 1990. That is equivalent to the entire congressional representation, for example, of the state of Connecticut. And if we lose another one, it means Michigan has that much less clout in Congress. The Senate, of course, every state gets 2 senators, whether it has 500,000 people or 40 million people. But congressional seats are apportioned based on population. Each state gets one, a minimum of one. Michigan at one time had 19 congressmen. Now we're down to 14. We may go down to 13. That'll be fewer than we've had in a century. And, of course, with some of these retirements, people like John Dingell retiring, we lose a lot of seniority. So basically the bottom line is that we are a poorer state with less power than we used to have.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, and happy holidays.
You too. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.